Hello?
Congressman Harvey, sir.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Jim?
Yes, sir.
I wanted you to know that I found a very interesting coincidence in looking over my 4th of July material that you happen to be born on that day.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm just calling to congratulate you and to tell you my daughter Julie was born on the 5th, and I talked to her in Athens today, so I thought I'd better call Harvey and tell him, too.
You're very, very kind.
Well, fine. And incidentally, don't worry about crossing that next mark. You know, you're still very young. Every time I used to get to 39 and 49, I thought I was old, but you're doing fine.
Well, you're very kind.
Did you have a good 4th?
Had a very good.
Were you home or in Washington?
We stayed right here in Washington.
Yeah,
and,
too much to do, yeah.
In fact, we just watched you on television just a few minutes ago.
Oh, with the young people.
With the young people, and it was terrific.
Yeah, they were great. I wish they could have had more. They sang the Battle Hymn of the Republic better than I've ever heard it sung. There were about 500 of them in that room jammed in, just full of life. Gee, they were wonderful.
We need an awful lot of that.
That's right.
Oh, it was tremendous.
That's right, and it was really great. Great. Well,
Mr. President, I can't thank you enough. I've had this honor before.
Well, I tell you, unless you were just going to cross the threshold of another decade, I wouldn't have done it. But I thought, I just want to sympathize with you.
All right.
Right. And just, I just hope you, just celebrating on the 4th, that you have a, you pop up a few firecrackers?
No, we didn't do that at all.
No, you ought to, though. You ought to. Well, I'll tell you. The next,
I'm pretty well grown. Like
no, but when you come, to the next time, you know, the next year, when you cross that threshold,
that's going to be a big year. Yeah.
Bang it, but good. Okay.
I hope it's going to be a big year for you.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's coming along. Jim, I'm going tomorrow to. I have quite a heavy day. As a matter of fact, I'm meeting with the steel industry. Mm-hmm. Well, and labor too, to put a little heat on them to have a good settlement. I trust it isn't too bad. I think they will do reasonably well. But we want to be on the line. Then I'm going out to California. And stopping at Kansas City for immediate briefing, be in California about 10 days on the budget,
mm-hmm.
and open a shipyard and a few other things. But in the meantime, you fellows can hold the fort. But there are lots of things going on that don't meet the eye here. We're coming along very well.
I'm sure you are, and I'm all with you.
Well, I appreciate it. And give my best to your family.
I will, Mr. President.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right, bye.